Whenever I read the Nativity story, it always strikes me how busy it is, how disrupting it is for Mary and Joseph, for the shepherds on a hillside, for wise sages studying night skies. All of them, their lives are disrupted, shaken, stirred up. For Mary and Joseph, it's the announcement that they're due to have a baby, a miracle child, a special child. God is going to come to us through them, through their care. And if that's not enough, then the government decides that they need to take a census to make sure they're collecting enough taxes, and so everybody has to travel to where they were born. And they insist, so Joseph has to take Mary from the very north of the country in Galilee down to Bethlehem. No mean feat, particularly when Mary's pregnant. And of course, because everybody's traveling, when you arrive, there's no room to stay. If there's a definition of upheaval and stress, surely this is it. The shepherd's disruption is different. Their journey's quite short. They only have to wander into town or into the village. Their disruption comes completely out of the blue, or actually out of the darkness. Because when they're just going about their business, when suddenly the sky is filled with light, suddenly there are angels, suddenly they're being told, don't be afraid. Now that's easier said than done. Because angels in biblical times are not the little cherubs that sit on the Sistine Chapel. They're big fiery things with swords and scary as anything. Shepherds' routine of watching and waiting and sleeping and dozing and watching through the night is totally disrupted in a way they will never forget. The wise men is difficult again. Their disruption is different. Theirs is much more subtle. But the journey they will have to make is the longest of any of the Nativity characters. And theirs starts way before anyone else, seeing the arrival of a new star in the heavens and trying to work out what it means. And when eventually the penny drops, they realize they have to pack up what they have and leave, because they have to travel hundreds of miles. And these aren't ordinary miles. These are not motorway miles. These are miles across some of the most inhospitable terrain. There we go. It's a good word. It looks good on paper. And all because they saw the indicators that a new king was to be born, a special king. Now, over the past few weeks, we've been following a theme of Advent, of waiting, of preparing. Waiting and preparing as we get on with our lives, always being alert and attentive to the time when God will come to us. Not necessarily in his ultimate return, but in a sense that somehow he comes and touches our lives. Somehow God might meet with us, however subtle. The trouble is, while we're waiting and preparing, and in what seems like an endless wait, in the hope that the Lord will come to us, the truth is that the Lord's likely to disrupt us along the way. He's likely to call us to examine our values, the rules by which we live, the constraints, the routines, the things we do. When God comes, he tends to disrupt. He tends to shake on our roots, to unsettle us. So we have to live differently. Sometimes that means living differently where we are. Sometimes that means actually leaving the place we are and going elsewhere. One of the great privileges I've had in my ministry is over the past 20 years, is my wife Elaine and I have gone to a number of different places. And it saddens me when folks say to me, I don't want to move. I just want to stay where I am. I wonder, when staying and not allowing God to disrupt, how much we miss. When I read the Nativity story, it always strikes me that all these different characters find their lives shaken, disrupted. I'm left wondering, if we're genuinely wanting God to come to us, if our cry for help in our situation is real, if we long to find a way through our current trials, I wonder if we're ready for the disruption that God brings when he comes. You know, there's an old cliche that says, if you want to make an omelette, you have to break eggs. But it strikes me that on occasions we are actually too precious of the eggs that we'd rather go hungry than break them. Strikes me there are times when we would rather endure situations with a weak cry, oh Lord help me, rather than actually allow God to come and to shake us up and disrupt us so that he can do something really significant in our lives. And so I wonder if being unwilling to face a disruption, we're missing something. Because in each case here, Mary and Joseph, shepherds on a hillside, wise men traveling from afar, each of them received a huge blessing, something beyond which they couldn't comprehend. Each of them received something they could never forget. It was a life-changing situation, a blessing that would change them forever. And all because God had come to them, had disrupted them, and they had responded. And so with Christmas fast approaching, with the end of Advent period coming, concluding, I wonder, as we wait, as we prepare, as we long for the Lord to come to us, I wonder if we're ready for the disruption that comes when he does. I wonder. Amen.